WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I am here and I am showing off to our guest, Richard Wilson, about how my email blast just hit me, and that's what we're going to talk about in the second half of the hour. We're going to talk about how I use social media to market our show. The first half hour, we're going to talk to Richard Wilson. Richard is the preeminent source. He is the man when it comes to talking about family offices. Richard is going to tell us who needs a family office, how to set up a family office, why is a family office good. I'll eventually turn off my phone in the background, and we're going to have a great show. So, because I need to turn off my phone, because somebody doesn't realize I'm on live on the radio right now, I'll throw it over to AC. I'll be right back. Stay calm in traffic. We're going to have a super time today. Make sure you join us back after this.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball. This way.
I was born in a frame. Mama said that every word was for my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
That's me. I'm the fireball. And you want to know what else? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, you fireballs. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. Welcome to town, Don Mattingly, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider, and you know what that means? It means you have access to the very latest treatments
often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with an awesome guest. I keep losing my audio because I'm getting so excited. I keep pulling the headsets out of the hook up there. We've got Richard Wilson on. Richard is the guy who basically started the sector of family office service providers. He was the first guy that I became aware of. He holds the preeminent conclaves for all the high net worth investors. They all come there to meet, greet, and find deals. Welcome to the show, Richard Wilson.
Thanks, Jim.
Wow, that was a real big thanks, Jim. Hey, Richard, now, you got to have longer answers than that. Now, Richard, first off, how does a family know whether or not they should have a family office?
I think any family that has $100 million in net worth or more for sure needs a single family office. It doesn't mean they should leave a private bank. It doesn't mean they should act conservative or risky, but they need to have someone looking out for them holistically for sure.
So you say holistically, and then you talk about the banks. Many of the banks would say that they take a holistic approach. You're really talking about something else, not just the bank, not just the stockbroker, not just the real estate broker. It all comes together, no?
Right. For sure. So the whole reason the family office industry exists is that if you're worth $100 million, you don't have the time to remember what your insurance agent said, tell your CPA, tell your wealth manager, and tie it all together. You need somebody playing quarterback for your whole balance sheet.
So then the family office is a legal structure that also comes with a bureaucratic structure to help protect somebody's, I'll say it this way, assets.
Right.
Well, I'll say that three more times at least. So, Richard, how'd you get started in the family office advisement business?
Really started by just seeing that while I was trying to learn more about the space and meeting with families, that nobody else was being open and providing genuine value. So I started writing on it every single day. And every time I met with a family, I shared what I learned. And in the first 2 years, those outside the industry hired me as a consultant. And then after 2 years, you know, $100 million and billion-dollar families started hiring me for advice because nobody else, almost no one else has met with 1,000 family offices face-to-face. So I can see the best practices arising.
Wow. And so actually you gave a great high five to what we're going to talk about in the second half of the hour, because you started out by blogging on the space, and that's how you got gravitas and became an expert, became well-known, and then put all that to use to create, I got to just say it this way, the billion-dollar empire.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we found that the more we give away, it sounds corny, but the more we give away, the more we get in return. This last book that I wrote called The Single Family Office, it's the number one best-selling book in the whole industry. We spent 700 hours writing it, and you can buy it for $7. So it's like a penny per hour for the time we spent on it. And we've met 60 billionaire families since we released that book.
Wow. So it sounds to me like you got the book, I got the radio show. It looks like we got some business to do here. Now, Richard, you've interviewed the families, you've met them, you've had your conferences. What is the most effective service that needs to be, let me rephrase, what is the most important service that needs to be provided when this family begins to put together its family office?
The number one most important thing and the takeaway for anyone here, whether you're worth $10 million or $100
million plus. Takeaway alert.
Is that you shouldn't do anything and spend any money or listen to anyone's advice until you've gone through about 50 to 70 questions on exactly where you're going and what your mission and values and goals and objectives are, so that you can design a 360-degree holistic plan. Otherwise, who cares, what somebody suggests or what your private bank says you should invest in. So you have to know exactly where you want to go before you start building that structure.
So how many questions?
50 to 70 questions is what I go through with a client when I start with them. Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's somewhat proprietary, so why don't you give me question number one, and we'll have them call you for the other 49.
Actually, they're all in the book.
But for $7, I get the answers
then. Give them away, yeah.
All right,
exactly.
Well, give me one right now.
So the best question is just, how risk-averse is the family, and that's interpreted very directly in what is your goal? Do you want to stay worth $100 million for five generations, or do you need a lot of income, or are you trying to go from $100 million? You know, one of my clients is trying to go from a $350 million. He wants to be a billionaire in 12 years or less. So we're structuring his portfolio to help him achieve that.
So wait a minute now. You help structure their portfolio. Do you also help them to identify potential transactions to invest in?
We do the contract that I just referred to is actually a family that just sold their business last year, and they hired me to start their single family office, help hire out the staff, and then source deals and help them with structuring what types of deals, you know, they're going to be entering in, whether it's real estate, operating businesses, et cetera.
So you're a one-stop shop to help somebody who's worth $100 million or more protect their assets. And let's talk about why somebody might want a family office. I've always been thought of the fact that a family office really is defined by being part of a family, because the one individual may have $100 million, $200 million, $300 million. Let's say he has four or five kids. Cut that up. Right. Suddenly, the purchasing power and ability to invest in transactions really limited. And so is that why people do these family offices?
I think the number one reason is they're not satisfied with just a private banking relationship. Uh-huh. Almost every client I have has $10, $20, $50 million with a private bank, but it's all the other components they don't get from a traditional private bank. Like if they want to own an apartment building that's not syndicated, it's not a REIT, they just want to buy an apartment building. You know, I walked through one today for one of my clients that he might buy directly and own directly. And you just, many times you're not going to get that through a private bank.
Yeah, actually you won't. Right. Actually, you won't. You get that through me. But we talked about
right.
that earlier.
Right.
talked about that earlier, and I'd love to help you work with loans and mortgages and leverage that your clients don't need.
For sure.
Now, Richard, you recently moved to Miami, and you renamed your firm the Miami Family Office. First of all, high five to you for getting that, and bad five to me for not doing it first. That was just awesome. That's like money in the bank. Now, you're based out in Key Biscayne.
Right.
Land of the rich and famous out there. Miami's expensive. Key Biscayne just blows it off the charts, I guess. How are you finding Miami as a place to build your business?
I'm loving it, especially Key Biscayne, South Beach, parts of Brickell. Literally just go in and take my daughter to preschool or go into the park. I meet family offices. Every about 10 days, I'm meeting one.
Do you wear like a sign that blinks that says, I'm the guy to see because I know how to protect your assets?
I do have a little Family Crest golf shirt, so that helps sometimes.
That's hilarious. Now, wait, did you design that crest? Is that your legitimate Family Crest?
It is legitimate. It's from 1586, and it's from England. And I was in a wooden shield growing up, all scratched up, and so I uploaded it to 99 Designs and did a $1,500 design contest. And they had the tongue stick out a bit further and some spiky hair, but it's our real crest, yeah.
Oh, wow. That is just awesome. So do you help I guess a lot of the families have family crests.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Some don't. Depends what country they're from. But just to be super clear, because I think it'll be interesting for your clients to know this,
sure.
Is that the Miami Family Office is the brand we created for the single family office that I run for the family. And we're totally transparent on all the assets that they own.
Okay.
And so at themiamifamilyoffice.com, that's their organization. But I think it'd be fascinating for somebody to go there and they can see all the assets they own.
Oh, so this actually shows a family
right.
what your consultations have helped somebody to create.
It shows what's currently in their portfolio, yes, and,
what
we're looking for,
right.
Which I think many people will say, well, what are they looking to invest in? And it's like all that's detailed there. We don't have time to cover that here, but I think it'll be interesting to see an example of a single family office in the real world, because most of them don't have websites.
And where is this again? Family?
TheMiamiFamilyOffice.com.
Okay, well, I'm writing that down. AC, did you write that down? All right, good. And I'm going to make sure that we work with you, and we're going to start coordinating our social with your social, I think. So Robert will be involved, too. We're going to have some great stuff. And like I said, Johnny will be here in just a few minutes. You can meet Johnny, and maybe he can work with you and your families on some social stuff. So I guess that depending on the family, it's always a different investment plan. You said it's risk. What type of risk? What type of assets?
Right.
All kinds of different things. So question number two, what would that be? After you've assessed their risk, what's the next thing they got to figure out?
Part of it is their focus. If they created their wealth in manufacturing, typically the families that do best are going to invest a big portion of their wealth in manufacturing again. That
sure.
might change based on the other 50 questions you asked. The most important thing is to know where they're going holistically. But I think that many families, they have a research and experience, a connection advantage, just like you do in the real estate space. You can help me or my families navigate the real estate space instantly.
Michael,
right?
Free ad, Michael.
So I think that is key, you know, to invest in where you made your money. I mean, it seems obvious,
sure.
But you know, that's one of the things you need to define early on. Do they want to be like an endowment fund, or do they want to be like a private equity fund, or do they want to be a hybrid and be diversified like an endowment fund and part of their portfolio? But then maybe take some concentrated bets in the industry they know best, or roll up a niche monopoly area in the little operating industry.
Wow, this is awesome. You know, we only have like 30 seconds left in this segment. We'll go to break early maybe, and we'll save a little for the next segment. You can stay for a segment more, can't you?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about how billion-dollar families protect their assets, do their investments. You'll hear what it's like to be part of the rich and famous. We'll be back after this with more Richard Wilson talking about Money, Money, Money.
Here she comes now, say money, money. Shoot them down, turn around, come on, money. Hey, she give me love and I feel all right. You gotta toss and turn and feel alright, and yeah, feel alright. I say yeah, 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 yeah. Cause you make me feel so good, so good, so good, so fine, so fine.
All right, well, if you want to save money, 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 you got to go to Warren Henry. Yeah, I got that in there, and that was great. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Hey, sports fans, are you tired of spending all day looking for a bar showing your favorite team? Well, say no more. Outnicks is your one-stop source for games and bars near you. Make a free profile today and find every happy hour, live bands, and oncoming games and parties at your local bars. That's Outnicks, OUTNIX.com. One more time, OUTNIX.com. Outnicks, never miss a game again. Hashtag Outnicks Nation.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back and we are badder than ever. And I've got Richard Wilson. He is the family office man. His company is the Billion Dollar Family Office Company. And we're going to talk to Richard with more insights about billionaires. So, Richard, let's start off with this. You counsel billionaire families about how to protect their assets. Some of them want to grow their assets. How does a billionaire get richer?
There's really five really quick ways. Don't have time to explain all of them, but there are five strategies I see $100 million net worth families using. The first one is buying up assets in a very niche monopoly space. usually if you act on a very local regional level or in a small industry, you can dominate a small industry. And, you know, nationally, if you did that, you'd break antitrust rules. But, you know, small wise, you never really get much trouble typically. So definitely sort legal.
No. I can point to a lot of real estate people that are exploiting that, even just in Wynwood and the Design District.
In Key Biscayne, for sure. Yeah.
So there are people that are monopolizing and dominating.
Talk to your legal counsel.
We're not advocating anybody be a monopoly unless can be.
Right.
So everybody go out and become a utility. Next.
Right. Okay. So another strategy
I know a lot of people that got rich being utilities, but we'll talk about that off air.
Another strategy is just getting shown deals faster before anyone else does. You get to buy it before it's even on market, and you get to do J-curve jumps. You get to monetize it faster because you know the guy to sell it to, you know who to put in place, you know how to improve it, et cetera.
So what that is sort of like arbitraging the information in the marketplace.
Right. Okay. Just what we were talking about before the show, right?
Yeah, information arbitrage. No one needs to know what we're doing.
Yep. Another strategy is a private equity strategy of building a platform business. You buy 5 different companies. They all sell to the same customer, and now you can cross-sell with one strong sales team.
Oh, that's what Mr. Wonderful does on Shark Tank.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm just translating into guy, you know?
And I think just a go-to strategy typically is real estate roll-ups. It either would be aggregating small pieces of real estate, you put it in a portfolio, tie it with a bow, and sell it to a big institution, or you get distressed real estate, and what it needs is recapitalization. In the past, owner was a mom and pop who couldn't recapitalize. You recapitalize, and then you sell it once you've made it pretty.
Oh, yeah. The Glazers did that with small little real estate pieces left and right. They just killed it with their big real estate fund. They did great.
My number one strategy, though, is something that I've focused my whole business
on. Richard, why are people going to hire you? You're giving away the cow here.
That's how they know there's value here, right?
I love you, man.
So Mastering the Rockefeller Habits, he talks about in that book, Vern Harnish does, about how Rockefeller acquired the steel ring producer on the oak barrels and then the oak barrel company. And that the oil wasn't the bottleneck. It was controlling that strategic industry asset of producing the oak barrels, and then he controlled the whole industry after that.
Right, because he was producing the oil, then he produced the containers, and then I guess he produced the transport railroads?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, my God, the guy was vertically integrated.
So if you own the choke point, then all your industry has to come through you, and that's why we bought singlefamilyoffices.com. That's why we wrote the book. That's why we do our conferences. We're trying to own the choke point of being the most helpful person in the family office industry. Just like you are with real estate in South Florida with family. So.
Yeah, it's great, and I think you're doing it. I think you're doing a great job. That's how we met.
Right.
We met because somebody referred me to you. I said, who's the go-to guy at family office? My friend, I'll never forget this. Mike Shear from Inland referred me to your conference.
That's great.
And then I went there, and Mike introduced me to Tom Handler.
Right, right.
And it was go from there.
And to bring that point home, anybody can use that. I don't care if you're a college student trying to figure out how to get into an industry or a $1 million net worth family that has a restaurant or someone that has a radio show or you're a billionaire family, you can use that to control little parts of an industry that'll roll on itself and you get greater and greater access and you're a toll booth in your industry.
Don't tell anybody my ideas about radio. Would you just stop right there? AC, you're coming with me, by the way, man. AC's the guy behind you with that voice. Can I get a little AC for
me? Hey, I'm with you all the way.
I love you, AC. Now, Richard, we've talked about some of the wealth creation strategies. How about some wealth preservation strategies? Because we're in a zero interest rate environment. So anybody taking risk, you got to take a little risk to get any kind of yield.
I'd say the two go-to strategies would be debt strategies, where something's over-collateralized, like it's actually a great thing if somebody doesn't make their debt payments. Not great for them, but great for you if you actually have to collect. The other strategy is almost every $100 million family I know owns an apartment building. Again, it's not investment advice that you should, but almost all of them own an apartment building with low to moderate debt or no debt. And then they sometimes will put that in a special vehicle so the kids can't mess it up, and you always have $5, $10 million a year in cash flow coming in to the family.
100% the right way to go. No brainer on apartments. And I can always introduce them to the top apartment managers in town. I have a particular friend. His name starts with J. In fact, that's his first name. In any event, so now we've given some good strategies. How about places to live? Where do the rich and famous want to live in none of these tax haven like Monaco or any of that stuff? Where's a good place in America for a billion-dollar family to live? And you could say South Florida, that's okay.
Right. That's one of the reasons I moved to Key Biscayne. There's 20 billionaires with houses there, and Miami is a top 7 city for ultra-wealthy per capita globally. And I think most people don't know that. A lot of New Yorkers that have a lot of money are in Miami.
Yeah, invisibly.
Florida,
invisibly.
Right? So I would say Miami is definitely a top destination. I think that a lot of these billionaires have family connections. They don't want to live on their private jet going back and forth all the time. So many of them are in the Hamptons a lot of the year, or in nice places in Connecticut, and they need to get access to New York. But, you know, a lot of them have private transportation to get around, but they don't want to live on the plane. So,
that what they do is they bring everybody here. They all they all meet here.
Right.
Which is
right.
why you're out there looking for the 6 and 7 bedroom condos.
Right.
I love this guy. So now, Richard, what do you see as the future of the industry? Because you're creating a choke point. You're actually creating, I'll just have to say it, you're professionalizing the industry. And so the real question is, what do you see going forward? We've gone from a fractured industry that wasn't able to be disrupted because it didn't exist. Mm-hmm. Now you're creating a nice industry. What are your plans to disrupt what you're creating?
Well, first, you're exactly right. When I started, people said, it's not an industry, Richard. And now everyone refers to it as one. But I think that what's happening is all these families that have holding companies are now formalizing the single family offices. That's happening right now. What's happening in the future that I've only seen happen less than 5 times out of thousands of family offices I've spoken to is that the single family offices that usually have no website and they're not public at all are becoming very public within a holding company.
Your idea, your Miami
the MiamiFamilyOffice.com. So you'd have to have something like that or you won't get good deal flow. No one knows you exist. They don't know what you want to invest
in. So they're starting to market themselves because back in the day, they just go to one of the big pension fund advisors and put their money in and get locked in as the world went down in the toilet. They couldn't push a button and liquefy.
Right.
Sounds like that's what they're looking for.
Right, and they all complain, no one shows us good deal flow or I only have deals from the 12 other $100 million families I know. How come we don't get shown good deals? And it's because no one knows you exist.
Right. 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 I mean, okay, there's got to be a Firestone out there. There's got to be a Rothschild out there. But who's the company that's behind Hot Pockets, for instance?
Right. I mean, I think that the problem is that if you're not already so famous, you can't help but be in the limelight, like Richard Branson, then a lot of those other families have never really tried, and then they have to go through brokers and investment funds and private banks. And
they just love paying fees, don't they?
Right.
That was a joke, everybody. I think that Richard was going to retch when I said that.
Right, yeah, very anti-fee. And I think a lot of them are migrating away from taxes. You know, there more people have left the United States in the past 6 to 8 years and denounced their citizenship by a multiple of 100 than a couple presidencies before.
Well, I think that we need to get a change in leadership in that regard. We don't do a lot of politics, but Lord knows I want to keep what I make and build on that and not give all that away either. But I'm not running for president, at least in this cycle. now, Richard, we've only got about a minute left. If people want to get a hold of you, other than calling me directly, how do they find you?
The number one thing is to go to singlefamilyoffices.com and go to Amazon, type in single family office book, Richard Wilson, buy the book. I guarantee you're going to love it, or I'll literally send you money in the mail, give your money back, because you're going to love the book. I think it's great.
Well, if the book is anything like this interview, they're going to love it because I love the interview. And I got to ask a question. Will you come back? Because you're going to have your conference soon. I want to have you and Handler in the same room. See if you're not the same guy, you know, Superman and Batman or whatever it was, Batman and whatever. But we'll see if we can get you and Handler in here. Maybe we can even get Shear on. We'll see. He's you know, that's your quiet guy.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'd love to everyone to come and attend. It's December 1st and 2nd, JW Marriott on Brickell. And it's going to be 500 professionals there, over 150 family offices in the room. There's more single family offices and billionaire families in that room than any other stage in the world for 2015.
It's where I learned the family office business and where I began to make my connections. You must attend this conference if you're interested in the family office business. Richard, thanks for being on the show. Right after this, we're going to coordinate when you're coming on again, because this was great. We'll be back after this. Johnny is taking photos. He's getting social, and we are getting ready to rock it back after this.
Now I'm walking.
we had that long musical interview because I was telling Richard Wilson how much I need him to run my family office. We'll be talking about that after the break. But right now, I've got to do a spot. And the spot, of course, is Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Please join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Go out and meet my buddy Larry's in. He is awesome. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and you know, everybody, UHealth, that's a University of Miami health system. UHealth, it brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors and dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 12 years in a row. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better each day. They're doing really innovative stuff over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cell to regrow heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. You know, there's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
like sugar and spice, and that's where they always bring me in. And today, the sugar and spice, well, perhaps that's an oxymoron. It's John Mahoney, social media 305, intergalactic communicator. What's happening, John Mahoney?
Well, as always, I'm just glad to be here.
Well, John, and we're glad to have you, too. It's great to see that you've become occupied by some foreign force, but it'll be great anyway. So, Johnny, tell me a little bit about the cap you're wearing.
Well, we are 100% these days, 100% Zab Cab. And thank you very much for bringing that up. The likes of the Ubers and the Lyfts have been, you know, for the past 2 years, very, very fun. But at the end of the day, taxi drivers need to earn. And taxis in a city that I live in, we live in what's called a hailing world. You hail a cab. So guess what? Instead of just walking out to the street, why not just while you're in your apartment or at the pool, just press a little tap-tap on your cell phone, just like you would with Uber, and have a yellow cab pick you up and take you where you need to go.
Well, sounds to me like you've got a cab that is disrupting the disruption.
That's actually, James, can I get a high five?
Because yeah.
That
I
is,
just turned the phrase for you, huh?
Yeah,
you can
I
have
like that.
You can tweet that out.
We're going to take that,
just
man.
Say, at Jim Free, thank you. But you can have that.
Yeah.
You can have that.
I like that.
There's actually proof there on the media now.
Disrupting now, the disruption.
There you go.
Can I get a high five?
All right. Stop pandering to your woman there, and let's continue. Now, Johnny, you're here to give people social media tips.
Okay.
What's a tip? Give me a tip.
First and foremost, which actually, thanks to Paula.
No, Johnny, you are just over here, buddy.
Yeah, but hear me out. You know, one thing I realized.
Lean into the shot, at least. Let them see who we're talking about.
I don't know. You got your camera set up over here, but it doesn't actually do
she
the
has to. Well, she has to lean into the shot, Johnny. Yeah.
So we're not MSNBC yet, but we're
close,
getting
right? there. We're getting there.
Okay.
But, Johnny, so what's your tip for social media? Create content that gets eyeballs?
No. I'm actually, it's amazing because I was giving
a speech. You're the content that's creating the eyeballs here.
I know, but I'm going to tell you something. It's the reverse.
Get it out, bud.
The reverse. Instead of putting content. And let me reuse that word one more time. Instead of putting content out.
Yes.
Let's bring contacts in.
Oh, look at you. And that isn't even written down. You just kind of came up with that.
Yeah, well, the thing about
it
is.
Well, high five to you. Well, how do I use social media to build my contacts and make me money?
Let me tell you something. What is listen, you love doing radio, and you've been on radio for God knows how many years.
A long time.
But
I'm
at the end
old
of the day,
man.
At the end of the day,
old guy.
James,
yes,
what
John.
Is your bread and butter?
Kicking butt on the real estate business, which is why we had Richard on before, because I do real estate with Richard.
So in the real estate business, and I think
you're really rocking it here, Johnny. You're going an inch at a time, but you're really getting gold on me.
To be honest with you, it's the Zab Cab hat. It just
grabs your whole soul and repurposes
you. I'm like Iron Man.
There he is. There he even got AC going back
Zab
in there.
Cab hat.
All right, but Iron Man. So give me one real thing here.
All right. All right. At the end of the day, your business, my business, our business,
everybody's business
is really kind of based on what's called a qualified lead.
Thank you. The only thing a salesperson wants in life is a qualified lead.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it took me 20 minutes, but you got to the pearl of wisdom because you're right on. So how do I
like
generate qualified
video.
Leads?
I like being on video.
Johnny, you got to come on more often, yeah. Man. You're absolutely cool. Robert's going to love doing this one.
So let's go back to the qualified lead. Everybody, every business needs a qualified lead. I don't care if you're selling cars, you're selling houses, if whatever you're selling, you can sell.
Whoa! Sorry. Did you dump that fast enough? Yeah, you got
right,
it. Okay,
right.
Okay.
Thanks, AC.
Okay.
Thanks, AC.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's the first bleep, Johnny.
But the
first bleeped guest I've ever had.
All right.
So bleep you.
All right.
You're a
bleep
bleeper,
me.
Man.
At the end of the day.
Can you believe this bleeping stuff?
At the end of the day, let's go back to the simplest part of this whole thing. We are out to sell avocados. Selling avocados we need what's called qualified leads.
Well, we need some guacamole.
We need guacamole. Okay, exactly.
We're making guacamole, so we need to buy some avocados.
We just had a little guacamole.
My real question is, how did I get all these nuts on my show?
Well, listen, let's go back to the original question. So at the end of the day,
are we going to go anywhere with this?
We're going to get to the point right now. All of our drivers, thank God you're sitting
in
traffic.
I should have queued up Rambling Man for this guy's out call.
You should always queue up the best songs for my segments.
I got one. That's okay? A great song I got queued up for you. Yeah. But I may have to go to Rambling Man now. AC's going through it right now.
AC, do you have music ready for us?
Yeah, but it ain't going to be what I got. It's going to be Rambling Man because you're absolutely off the hook.
Listen,
bro.
I was
off the hook, John.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about a clown, man.
No,
like
I was
going
to play Joe Jackson for you. Look sharp. But you're not living up to that, bro. You got to get Rambling Man, you know?
All right. I'm going to tell everybody right now.
What's the key, Johnny?
Everyone is always telling everyone to put stuff out. Forget about putting it out. Bring it in.
Well, how do you bring it in, John?
You search the locations. You figure out who do you want to do business with? Where are they? What are they talking about? And then guess what? Instead of you putting out photos of this amazing pool or photos of this amazing piece of property or photos of this amazing dinner that you're serving, how about this? How about you find the people that you want to serve the dinner to? And Monday through Friday or Thursday through Sunday, you know what? Instead of pumping stuff out, you bring stuff in. And that is networking digitally.
You want to know something? That's right there. It's exactly what Ivan says. The guy from BNI, Ivan Meisner, says all of that. He says it's not about, and Bruce Turkell, it's all about them. It's not about me. And so what you're saying is if I use my platform to help somebody build their platform, if they're righteous, I just made myself
a new
contact, a new lead.
Look at what you have right here. Look. Look, 880 Wall Street Business Network, the biz, studios. You got AC. You got this girl sitting right here from browercounty.org.
She's not a girl. She's your lovely other half.
Well, anyway, she's not with me because, you know, Broward.
Nobody wants to be with you.
You know what her favorite word is? Is protocol. I'm sorry, that doesn't match protocol.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, but we only got one minute, John. John, I got to get you back on track.
One minute.
Well, you got a whole other segment if you're going to stick around.
I will hope so.
You know, sniffing all the Twitter juice has gotten you out of your mind.
All right, yeah.
All right, so, John, now, if somebody wants to get a Twitter tip, does this mean that they have to stay till the next segment?
Absolutely.
All right, well, AC, you heard it.
Yeah.
We're going to be back after
AC,
this.
There we go.
Everybody, if you want to get with Johnny and roll down Highway 41 like a true Rambler man, well, you got to go to Warren Henry. Because, you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And Warren Henry Family Auto Dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and it's why they always give their customers more. You know, we should use Rambling Man for the background on these guys. When I leased my Infinities, I leased a bunch of them, I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. My goodness, you even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service that they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily, and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, this is where we talk about 95% of child sexual abuse could be prevented by education. You go, well, how do I get educated? You go to lawrencekids.org and you do it today. Because if you go to lawrencekids.org, they'll tell you the signs you've got to look for to make sure your child stays safe. And oh, by the way, make sure your child knows that it's okay to talk to you. Make sure you're your child's safe person, that they feel comfortable letting you know what's going on. Go to lawrencekids.org. To learn more about protecting our most valuable assets, our kids. LawrenceKids.org today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Johnny Social Media 305. Even though he's from New York, Southern Rock defines him because he is the Ramblin' Man. Now we're back, Johnny, and we're going to ramble through social media again.
All right.
So tell me, so you talked a little bit about pulling contacts in. What else should somebody look for in today's world of staying connected and building your brand online?
I think they really should look for what people are saying. And this is...
you need more coffee, John.
Give me 1 second. It's about psychology. You know, one thing that I've been to so many meetings and so many conferences and so many webinars, and, you know, it's always the same thing. You got to be authentic and you got to do this.
Your authentic self?
Your authentic self, and you got to do this and you got to do that and you got to do this. One thing I realize what the world is not doing, what the webinars are not catching, what they're not selling, for lack of a better word, is they're always worried about what they're putting out to the world. But the reality is, you know, as a small business, and most of us are, you know, listen, granted, Apple Computer is sitting right now on $206 billion.
And they still want me to buy a new phone. Can you believe that?
Yeah. But you know what? At the end of the day, they can hire the old Nike advertising firm and pay them $100 million and, hey, you know, do a social media
campaign. Go make this look good.
Yeah. What about the local pizzeria? What about the you know,
the
individual...
The local radio show.
The local radio show. The local real estate guy. The tire shop. How do they do it? What do you... let me spend $1 million on advertising.
You want to create a curated community, no?
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is instead of creating content that you're putting out, how about you just find the people that you need?
And bring them in. Oh,
so,
look at that.
Yeah. So the reality is, I love it. AC is
AC
probably
is
the
making
best
it, you know,
ever.
AC, I'm getting you another box of Skittles for
I love
this.
AC.
You're the man. He loves the rainbow.
AC,
we're getting him some more Skittles.
You see what AC's doing? He's not working what we're doing. He's doing what he thinks is smart. And we love that.
Well, what we love is the fact that he thinks independently and he's on our vibe.
Exactly.
And what he's done is he's brought us into, oh God, I just got it, his world.
His world. So the thing about it, let's take that to social media. See?
He did it
double
again.
Double time right
I
there.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
We're not showing the best part of the show is the guy working the control room. We're going to have to
get more cameras.
Well, John?
Yeah. Well, Apple should be sponsoring the show, first off. All right? GoPrimo should be sponsoring the show at this point.
Well, we need to pull them in, John, and we're going to use your strategy to do that. So how would I do that?
At the end of the day, instead of worrying about what you're putting out, instead of sending tweets, instead of putting out Facebook posts.
Instead of broadcasting?
Exactly. Listen.
Not that I've ever heard this speech before, right?
Search for the people you're looking for. Search the content that they're talking about. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook have 100%. Don't speak. Stop speaking. I see you. Do not speak. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook have 100% all redone their search features. So I can search words. I can search locations. I can search everything. And that's what customers or clients or businesses or whoever it is want to do. Just go to, instead of going to the feed, go to the search box and type in whatever you want to search for. You want to search for pizza and you want to search for pizza in Coconut Grove? Do it. And you'll get everybody in Coconut Grove
that's looking for pizza.
Exactly. Or has just had pizza.
So then, for instance, in real estate, what you want to do is you want to search the hashtag Miami. You put in Miami real estate. You don't even need a hashtag.
Well,
it searches the words.
Let's put it this way.
I have 4 minutes, John, which means you have three.
How do we find the $100 million guy in real estate via social media? That's the real question.
Oh, don't even answer that, Johnny. That's for me.
All right.
People will have to come to our office to hear that one. We're not answering that on the radio.
Let me tell you something. It's real.
Beyond real. What are you kidding me? With Richard and the stuff that he has and the platforms that he's going to, and by the way, we're going to work with him. We've talked about it. We're going to integrate our content because we do so much private equity and wealth management. We're going to work with Richard. It's going to happen. So we're going to show Richard how to find his $100 million families. You're going to show me first.
All right.
I got to be there first.
It works, dude. Let me tell you something. We.
No. You two aren't going home. You're coming home to the Sky Palace. Hashtag Sky Palace.
All right.
We're going to go look at the sunrise, the moonrise, and we're going to find us some real estate investors. But, Johnny, if people want to find you, what do?
Are they Jets fans or regular people?
We'll make
people?
Believe they're both. You go first for us, then the Jets fans.
All right. The quickest way to do it. It's very simply, just do social media 305 on any
talk
internet.
About a thought leader.
Yeah. Secondly, you could always call at 305-710-2273.
But the Jets fans,
just, you know, go to any Giants game and look for the billboard in the back and it'll say social media 305.
We love
you too.
I love you, Johnny Rotten. You are the best. John Mahoney, social media 305. My gosh, how do I do this and get these performances from these people?
You've been killing it, dude.
I'm telling you.
I don't even know what's going on here.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, I got to start thanking people. So I'm going to start by thanking Johnny, social media 305, for being a guest and the heartbeat on our show. I also want to thank Richard Wilson for coming in and providing some awesome family office content. I want to thank Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, of course, the CCIM's U Health, Warren Henry, the NFL alumni, social media 305, we thanked you already, Aztec Group, Lawrence Kids, the Miami Marlins, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, I'll thank them again, they're the best, Magnum Energy Solutions, Engineered Tax Services, Early Shares, Lawrence Kids. I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, the hits are going wild. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Maybe we'll even get bleeped again. Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. John, oh my God. Julio, thanks for the great stuff. Johnny, you're the man. Slim.